And good evening, Viking fans, and welcome to the Lions Eye Countdown to Kickoff, sponsored by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. I'm Bill Osborne with the Viking Voice, and this is Lions Eye Viking Football. Tonight, the Vikings open Region 1-7A play at home versus the Blue Devils of Tift County High School. This is a long and storied rivalry dating back to 1968. These teams have played every year, including playing twice in 1980. The Vikings won that game 28-6 in the regular season and 31-0 in the region semifinals. The Vikings went on to win the school's first state championship that year, 28-12, over Griffin High School. Lions narrowly leads this series with 27 wins and 23 losses. Tift County is 5-2 on the season, with losses to Parkview and Valdosta. These are both common opponents. While Lions was victorious over Parkview 35-34, they also lost to Valdosta 38-13, that being the first game of this season. Offensively, Tift County is led by junior quarterback Griffin Collier. He leads the region in passing with 1,840 yards and 19 touchdowns, and he's number four in the state. He has plenty of targets downfield, like number one, senior Fred Lloyd, and the junior, number 13, Rashad Bateman. Tift can also run the ball, averaging 137 yards a game. The Vikings are riding a six-game win streak with its win 2 weeks ago over the Ware County Gators, 56-35. It looked like Lowndes was in trouble in the first half, trailing 28-14, but with 17 seconds left in the half, when from the Vikings' 35-yard line, Travis Tisdale took the handoff, and he raced to the end zone to make the score 28-21 at half. The Vikings got the ball to start the third quarter, and in under 1 minute, the Vikings tied the game 28-28 on a Michael Barrett 7-yard touchdown run. The Viking defense then shut down the Gator offense with four straight three-and-out possessions. The Vikings went on to score 21 more points in the third quarter and another seven in the fourth to finally win 56-35. Quarterback Michael Barrett had a career night that night, passing. He was 12 of 15 for 362 yards and three touchdowns. He also rushed for 108 yards while scoring three rushing touchdowns. Travis Tisdale added 101 yards and one touchdown on the ground. Tyson Harris led all receivers with five catches for 131 yards and two touchdowns. The Viking defense was tested in the first half, but the 65-yard touchdown run by Tisdale to end the first half was just the motivation the defense needed to play inspired in the second half. Number 28, Tymier Moore, led all tacklers with seven, and backup linebacker Kadeem Bergman added two solo tackles and a sack to be named the Defensive Player of the Week for that game. These games now until the end of the season, they're the games that count. Region 1-7A action begins tonight with the Blue Devils of Tift County High School. As we head off towards our first break of the Lions High Countdown to Kickoff, remember the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Coach McPherson, along with several Viking players, joined the Viking Voice to recap last week's game and get you ready for that upcoming game. You can listen live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country or come out live and in person to the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games on Bay Tree Road. Meet the players, stick around for door prizes at the end of the show, and for audio and video replays, visit us on YouTube at www.thevikingvoice.com. After this break, we'll go live to Martin Stadium with the Viking Voice for more of the Lions High Countdown to Kickoff, sponsored by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. We'll be right back after this five-minute commercial break. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back, Viking fans, to Martin Stadium. This is the Lions High Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery, skillfully roasted, artfully blended, along with Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. We are high atop Martin Stadium as both teams have made their way out onto the field to begin warm-ups. Taylor Biddle is joining me here in the booth. Down on the field is Marty Rogers, and this is the Countdown to Kickoff. Welcome, guys.
Man, I'm glad to be here. Weather's perfect high school football. Good crowd feeling their way in the stands. Tift County is going to bring a good crowd tonight, not too far away from Martin Stadium. And we're going to have some good football tonight. Like you said in the intro, this is when it matters.
Yeah, it does.
Marty, what you got down there, brother?
Guys, y'all are absolutely right. This is when it matters, and there is a different feel on this field tonight. It happens every year about this time. I know, Taylor, you'll get into it. Weather's cooling down a little bit. Definitely feels more like football weather. But the kids, you can tell, they're loose, they're excited, but you can tell that there's a little more pep in their step for tonight. But, guys, I'm watching them warm up. And, of course, our Vikings several of them, you know, they come out, they're talking, they're hyped up. But I look over at Tipton guys, and they're pretty big. They're bigger than I was expecting. They've got a lot of size, and just their skill players are on the field. So it's pretty impressive. I watched their quarterback warm up. He is he's a big kid, just looks the part. He passes the eye test in every way. He reminds me, he's left-handed. I know we'll get into that more, but he reminds me a lot of the North Gwinnett quarterback that came down here back in 2007, I believe, that went on to Boise State.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't remember his name right off the top of my head, but he was a left-handed quarterback. Hopefully we have just as much success tonight as we did back in 2007 in that game against North Gwinnett.
Well, we'll talk a little more about it as well, about the coaching of the Tift County Blue Devils. Ashley Anders, very familiar with this area, coached at Valdosta State for a while, stayed in the college ranks, came down and took over this program, and it's just now beginning to develop into his program. He's got he brings in that mentality that comes from the college level. He's got good kids. They work hard. The community of Tifton has really rallied behind him as a coach and in this program, and they're excited. They think the days of Gene Brody are coming back. This is how well they feel about this team.
Yeah, if you know anything about Ashley Anders, you know he was a defensive coordinator about off the state. Defense has been his mindset. Don't let that fool you. This is a highly touted Tifton offense. They've got the ability to put some points on the board. Early in the year, they were throwing 40 and 50 points like it was nothing. And they're going to come in ready to play. If we don't play fundamental football tonight, Bill, ball control, keep our hands on the ball, interceptions. I don't want to throw the announcer's jinx out there. We've been pretty good in that area.
Yeah.
We got to win the turnover battle tonight, and we've got to control the ball if we're going to be successful tonight.
Well, you couldn't ask for a better opening region matchup between these two teams. And then you go look the other side, too. I mean, you've got Colquitt and Camden playing tonight. So this region really is pretty good. And the fact that you're going to match these two up, very first game of the region schedule, this is going to be a great game. You got a 1,500-yard passer, an 1,900-yard passer. You got guys that are catching the ball on both sides of the field, rushers that if you don't contain it, and I really think we'll talk a little bit more about that, if you don't contain the run game, that's the team that's going to lose. If you cannot contain the run game on either side.
Yeah, I think, and we'll talk about this a little bit later in our impact zones, our impact player segment, but you cannot be one-dimensional at all in football anymore.
No.
Cannot rely only on the pass. You cannot rely only on the run. You got to do both balanced. And whoever can run the ball effectively is going to open the pass. Whoever can pass the ball effectively is going to open the run. Get those linebackers backed up off the line. Hey, you want to stack eight in the box? Fine, we're going to throw it over the top on you. This Lions team has proven that they can throw it deep, the vertical routes, and Tipton can do the exact same thing. They've got some high-powered receivers and a good quarterback that can get them the ball.
They do. We're going to just talk about some of the players. They've got height, as Marty's already talked about, down there on the field. They're much bigger than what they maybe look like on paper. The Vikings have got size as well. This is going to be a Goliath versus a Goliath.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to it.
And now you're getting into the time where everybody's your same size. I mean number of players on the field, you know, 7A schools. They've got what looks to be around 90 to 100 players on the roster.
Yep.
And depth is not going to be an issue like it might have been against a Bayside High or maybe even a Newton. But tonight you got Tift County coming in. They're ready to play. You got to win a region ball game to get in the playoffs. It starts tonight. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, especially when you've got that fourth spot as a at-large bid because we only have four region teams. You got to get that first one on the board and put yourself in good position to make the playoffs.
Well, I know we'll get Marty to get interviews with these coaches in just a few moments. Marty, if you want to give us an indication how long you think that'll be. If not, we'll take a break. Tell us what you got down there.
Guys, you coming to me?
Well, we're going to get an idea. What do you think? If not, we're going to go to a break.
I'm sorry, guys. I was trying to check with one of their coaches, trying to line up their head coach here, trying to find him on the field. But, guys, I'm excited. I tell you, having a week off took a little minute to get back into the scheme of it. But now you're down here on the field and feeling this weather and listening to these players warm up, I am ready to play some football. But I tell you, Tifton looks very athletic. I'm very impressed with them just during warm-ups. And we'll get a word here in a minute with Coach Anders and get a word here with Coach Mack in just a minute when we come back from break. But I did want to tell you, I know we got one guy listening. Thanks, Bobo Sears, for listening to us. He texted in. He said Kellen Moore, but It wasn't Kellen Moore. Michael Tamburo.
Tamburo.
Backed up Kellen Moore. So I looked that up, but I think he never played at Boise because of Kellen Moore. But we'll get with the coaches here in a minute. Guys, appreciate it.
Yeah, if you're heading your way out to the stadium tonight, it's going to be really, really good weather for football. You may want to bring a light jacket. It's going to be around 70 degrees at kickoff, and it's going to drop as the night goes on. So it's going to be a good night for high school football. We've got about 42 minutes left in the the pregame festivities. You're listening to the Lounge High Countdown to Kickoff on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after the 60-second break.
Welcome back to Martin Stadium and the Lounge High Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Marty Rogers down on the field. He's got Coach McPherson with him. Let's go down there.
Thanks, Bill, and I am standing here with the head ball coach, Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, team's riding a six-game winning streak, but you had an off week last week. How did you utilize that off week, and what did you do to get better during that week?
Oh, man, I went to work fundamentals, you know. Not a lot of scrimmage time, but just execution, fundamentals, both sides, offense, defense, worked on special teams, you know, got a little better.
Absolutely. Of course, we mentioned the six-game winning streak just now, but none of that matters. This is the real season starts tonight. I know you've said that plenty of times in the past, that these region games are really what matters. How ready is the team tonight to face a tough challenge like Tiff County?
I think we're ready to play. I think we're getting better each week. This is what we've been working for, you know. We worked all this time for region play, and here it is.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, tonight we were just talking off air. We're facing the team with a great quarterback, kid that's kind of can do it all. He's a good athlete, he's a good runner, but he's a great thrower, and he's a good leader. What do you have to do defensively tonight to slow down not only Griffin Collier, but the Tiff County offense?
Man, you know, they're going to make their plays now. We just can't give up a bunch of great big plays. You know, we got to try to keep them in front of us. We got to pressure the quarterback. Got to be good tacklers in space because that's their game.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of doing good in space, your offense is racking up well over 400 yards of offense every week on average, and Michael Barrett's having a great year. And their two losses, they've given up an average of about 38 points. What do we have to do offensively tonight to get to that number and to put some points on the board against Tiffin?
We got to execute, you know. First of all, no turnovers, be able to block, you know, when we throw the ball, make the plays, and we got to establish a running game.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I know this little different than normal question, but I know your JV season, your freshman season, they're wrapping up. Freshmen finished 5-1, and I believe they're dressing tonight. It's going to look a little different on the sidelines. It's going to be crowded, but talk to us a little about those two teams and how great was it for them to have such a good year?
It was really, you know, the ninth grade bunch, really, really exciting. Glad to have those guys up. This week's practices went a lot better because they were with us, you know. It brought a little more spirit, you know, a little more excitement. And they are going to dress with us tonight, and we're glad to have them.
Absolutely. Coach, good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview. Whenever you can get Coach Anders, he is talking with the white hat at the moment, so Marty will mosey his way over there. Bill, you know, Coach laid it out. I mean, we've worked all season to get to this point. He likes how we're progressing, and I think we've talked about that at the coaches' show and even some of the post-game stuff that we've done. This team is continuing to improve, and that's all Coach Mack asked for, it seems like, every week, is just continue to get better.
And, just their enthusiasm, and he mentioned having the ninth graders at practice this week, and their youthfulness and that, and bringing that enthusiasm to the practice just adds to that. But this is a team that has formed a family. We talk about it a lot on Tuesday night. When we interview the players, every one of them talks about not themselves but the team. They talk about if they're a running back, they talk about the other running backs. If they're a wide receiver, they talk about the other wide receivers. They really have bought into the team concept. Coach McPherson talked about it. They eat breakfast together every day. So they're already there together in the morning. They get that opportunity. And just being there like a family, and they really appreciate, they spend time together as well. It really works out for them. And it's been a great maturity to see this team and how they evolve. I know Marty's almost down there with Coach Anders. We'll get him in just a moment. One thing we didn't talk about, outside linebacker coach for the Tiff County Blue Devils is Tavares T. Money Williams. And if you remember that name from 2004, 2005, 2006, and 2007, outside linebacker, inside linebacker, along with Blake Summers during that time period, and of course winning three state championships in the 4 years that he was here at Lowndes. Went on to Georgia Southern, finished his career at Valdosta State. It's always good to see, you know, an old home kid come back and make good.
Yeah, you know he's going to have an extra chip on his shoulder, want to play good tonight and coach his kids up. You know, they, everybody knows what's at stake. Like we said a minute ago, these games start to get for real now. And so, you know, coach is going to get ready, get those kids coached up and ready to go. Looks like we do have Coach Anders down the field. Marty?
Guys, I am standing here with Coach Anders. Hey, Coach, thank you for taking a minute to speak with us. Of course, Coach, your team's rolling in tonight, coming off a couple big wins. Had a pretty good year so far. Talk to us about the importance of region play. I mean, the real season starts tonight, right?
Yeah, it starts tonight. I tell you what, this is a good matchup. You know, our kids are excited, you know, about the opportunity that they got, and you know, really excited about going against a really good Lowndes team, and I know it'll be a good game.
Coach, absolutely. And of course, I talked with Coach McPherson just a minute ago. Both of us, we had the week off last week. How were you able to utilize that week, and how were you able to use that week to try to get better going into, you know, the region play?
Well, you know, I tell you what, it's been a long season so far. You know, we've had, you know, seven games, you know, not counting the scrimmage and an inter squad and all that. So the guys have been going about 9 weeks right now. And if you look at it, I mean, that's almost a regular season. So, you know, we kind of used that week to, get familiar with what Lowndes does offensively and defensively and to heal up a little bit.
Absolutely. Not to mention the summer, grueling summer that leads right into the season too. But your team starts, you got to look at your quarterback. You're only a junior, but having a great year, leading the highest classification in the state of Georgia in passing, thrown for over 1,800 yards already. One thing that stands out to me is he's got 19 touchdowns, but only three INTs. Talk to us about this young man and what kind of leader is he? And what can we expect from him tonight?
I'll tell you what, Griffin's a class guy, man. I mean, he's a hard worker. He's actually a coach's son, so he's grown up around it. Man, he's a student of the game. Man, he gets along great with all of his teammates. And, you know, all the guys on offense play for him. You know, the offensive line, they block really well for him. He's got some great receivers that catch the ball. So, you know, we're looking forward to big things out of Griffin.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, flipping over to the other side of the ball, your team's giving up about 22 points a game, but you've played some really good football teams, including Parkview and even Cook with the great running back they've got up there, and Fitzgerald. We all know about Fitzgerald, but talk to us about your defense. Who are some of your leaders on that side of the ball, and what are the keys tonight to trying to slow down Lowndes?
Well, I tell you what, going into the season, you know, kind of our concern was our defensive line, because we don't have a whole lot of size, you know, but I think they can kind of make up with their quickness. But I think it all starts with our middle linebacker, number 48, Cody Thompson. Man, he's just kind of, he's a senior, and he's kind of taking the defense up on his shoulders and been playing real well.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, in your opinion, what are the three keys to tonight's game, and what do you have to try to do the best? What are the three biggest things you can point to try to win the game tonight?
Well, you got to control the ball, you know, without turning the ball over, and then obviously got to get some on defense. But field position will be a big key, as always, along with special teams.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, good luck. We appreciate you taking time to talk with us. Good luck the rest of the year.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coaches interview. That wraps up our Deloach Body Works coaches interview. We got 32 minutes until kickoff. You are listening to the Lowndes High Countdown to Kickoff on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break.
Testing 1-2.
And welcome back to the Lowndes High Countdown to Kickoff. We are live at Martin Stadium as the Lowndes Vikings get ready to take on the Tift County Blue Devils right here at Martin Stadium. We're going to turn it over to Taylor now as we get into our Deloach Body Works Impact Players of the Game.
Thank you, Bill. I want to start offensively tonight for the Tift High Blue Devils. You know, we talked about it a minute ago and being able to not be one-dimensional, and Coach even said, both coaches said you got to establish the run. Tift County tonight, they've got such a high-powered passing offense when you look at Collier. I want to take a look at number three, Brenton Jones. Jones is a 171-pound senior leader on offense. His ability to make big plays in space, running and catching the ball, really will make him hard to stop tonight. On the season, he has 85 carries for 375 yards. He's got three rushing touchdowns, and he's got a couple of receptions through the air, 10 of them being back for 194 yards. The guy can beat you both ways, running and catching. With this high-powered passing offense, it's to be expected with Griffin Collier, the receiving core, that combination is going to open up some things offensively for the run game for them. Jones' ability to establish the run tonight is going to be critical for the success of their offense and keeping Lowndes defense on the field. Keep an eye on Brenton Jones.
Well, you've got the running back, and there's good wide receivers on this team, but I took a look at the matchup. What's this going to look like? And I had to go with number one, Fred Lloyd. He's a senior, 6'5", and he is one of Griffin Collier's main targets. Now, he's not the number one guy, but because of his size and how he matches up with smaller defensive backs, it's huge. He's got 21 catches for 383 yards and four touchdowns. He was really, in 2015, a tight end, but he's moved to a really more pure wide receiver this senior season. His size and ability to catch allows him to take advantage of the smaller high school defensive backs. And Lowndes has defensive backs that will come closer to his size. At Fred Stewart's 5'11", Brenthony Carter's 5'10". Now we got some smaller guys too, but those two are probably going to match up with him as well as anybody. And the defensive backs will need to know where he is throughout the night. Number one, Fred Lloyd is my impact player for the Tipp County offense.
Guys, I'm looking at their quarterback, young man. We just heard their coach, Coach Anders, talk about a little bit. He's a coach's son. I didn't know that. That says a lot about him. But Collier comes into tonight's game leading the region, leading the state in the highest classification with 1,849 yards, 19 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He's 118 for 190. That's a completion percentage of 62%. And his rushing numbers are low, but they are a little misleading because in high school the sack yardage counts against you. But he's got 98 yards on 42 carries. Guys, he scored 3 touchdowns on the ground. So I remember a game a few years ago we were playing Colquitt, and their quarterback came in here throwing the ball all over the place and ended up running for a couple touchdowns on us. We're going to have to watch this quarterback tonight. But, guys, he's got plenty of targets downfield. He's got 2 good running backs. But if they're going to be successful, he's got to have a good night tonight. He's kind of their bell cow. And the 2 losses that they've had this year, he was contained. He was kept to his lowest outputs on the year, and that was from Valdosta and Parkview. We've got to slow him down. We've got to make him work for it. Like Coach McPherson said, they're going to get their plays. We just can't let them be pig plays. We got to make them work down the field. You know, the short passes, we can give those up. We just can't give up the big plays. We got to tackle in space, as Coach McPherson said. But the big thing is we're going to need to put some pressure on Griffin, and we're going to need to rattle him a little bit. If we can hit him early, I think we're going to be good. But we can't let him get out to a fast start like Ware County did, because I don't think he'll fade in the second half.
Marty, that transitions real nicely into my impact player on defense for Lowndes High Vikings. I've got to look at number 40, Devon Holmes. Holmes standing at 6 foot, a little bit over 6 foot, 262-pound senior defensive lineman. I think, in my opinion, the best way to disrupt a high-powered passing attack is get penetration up front and disrupt the quarterback wide receiver timing. We all know how important timing is today in these RPO and quick passes. That timing is going to be critical. So if we can get some pressure up front, Devon has that ability to get the pressure. Usually he's got a double team on him, but he's got 20 solo tackles on the year. 3 of those have been for a loss. He also contributes to special teams. He blocked a kick field goal for us. And Holmes typically is that head-up guy on center, and he's going to get that double team, like I said. But he's also versatile. He can move to the outside of that defensive line and come off the edge. And that ability for him, you know, got coaches watching him on film at nose guard, at outside. You got to plan accordingly for him, or Griffin Carter is going to have a long night. Keep an eye on number 40, Devon Holmes, for the Viking defense.
For the Viking defense, I'm going to look at number 12, Fred Stewart. We talked about him earlier as how he'll match up with some of these wide receivers for Tipp County. He's got 24 tackles on the season, 6 pass breakups, 2 forced fumbles, and an INT for 37 yards. And against a very good tipped passing attack, he'll need to make his presence known. His ability to cover and close on a wide receiver from that safety position will be put to the test tonight. Tipped is a high-powered offense. You're going to expect them to make plays, as Coach McPherson said, but the entire secondary, led by Fred Stewart, must be an impact if Lowndes is going to make a difference tonight. So the impact player for our Lowndes High defense tonight that I'm going to keep an eye on, number 12, Fred Stewart.
Guys, I'm going to look at a young man we've talked about a bunch this year, kind of as the unsung hero of this defense. He's number 10, senior linebacker, Jeff Davis. He is my Deloach Body Works impact player to keep an eye on for the Vikings defense. for Lowndes to stop this team, we've got to first stop their run. Y'all talked about that some earlier in the pregame show. We've got to make them one-dimensional. We've got to make them throw the ball, and then we're able to pin our ears and go after the quarterback, like Taylor was saying. But to be able to stop the run, our linebackers have to play well. They have to tackle in space, like Coach McPherson just mentioned. And I look at Jeff Davis. He's one of our leading tacklers. I look for him have a big night tonight, have an impact on this game. Tiff averages 172 yards in the two losses. And in their two losses, their rushing is only 50 yards per game. So if we can control that rushing, I really feel like we have a much, much better chance to win this football game. Jeff Davis has 41 tackles on the year, two tackles for loss, and one fumble recovery. And he will need to keep their running backs and their quarterback from escaping and making plays with his feet. Jeff's going to have to play a good game tonight. And he's also going to have to make tackles in space on receivers, because they're going to throw a lot of little quick passes trying to get the ball to those speedy receivers. But Jeff Davis needs to have a big game and have an impact on tonight for the Vikings to have success.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the Lowndes High offense, number 13, Tavon Kyle, wide receiver. Kyle is 6 foot, junior wide receiver, plays a couple different spots at wide receiver, a second-year starter for the Viking offense. Tavon has, I believe, some of the best hands on the team. He's that guy that has the ability to find a hole in the zone and get upfield after catch. We talk about his ability to break tackles and yak yards after catch. It's really unmatched, in my opinion. You got guys like Harris and Jenkins who are leading receivers in both terms of yards and touchdowns. You know, it kind of distracts a little bit from Tavon Kyle. Kyle has really become that guy that's what I like to call that possession receiver. The guy when we need to convert that third down and keep the possession going, he's going to catch the ball and get across the stick. With a talented tip defense that will most likely be keying on the pass, Tavon Kyle needs to have a big game tonight to make an impact for the Lowndes offense. Keep an eye on number 13, Tavon Kyle.
Well, you guys kind of got on to me this week as we were talking about who was I going to look at to be our impact player for the Lowndes offense. I got a chance to interview number 6, Travis Tisdale. And on Tuesday night, I got to meet this kid. He is so humble. He was actually a little nervous. We put the headset on him, took some pictures, things like that. And we were still in the commercial break, and I said, "Are you nervous?" He said, "Yeah, I'm real nervous." But I got to remember, this kid is only a sophomore. He has matured as a runner as this season has gone on. He sees the field with a better vision, and as a result, his yards per game and per carry have improved week to week. And against Tiff County, he'll need to show that vision and speed if Lowndes hopes to be successful. Year to date, he's got 401 yards rushing on 55 carries. That's a 7.1 yards per average carry. And he leads the team with 9 touchdowns. He also has 4 receiving catches for 97 yards. Travis Tisdale is just touching the ability of what he's going to be able to do. He's going to be just a phenomenal kid to watch over the next couple of years, but I'm going to keep an eye on him tonight because he's going to need to show what he can do along with J.D. Lee. But again, my impact player, number 6, Travis Tisdale.
Guys, our offense starts and stops with number 1, Michael Barrett, our quarterback. He's only a junior, but Michael is the engine for the Vikings. He's the one that makes our team go. He comes into tonight's game the 6th leading passer in the highest classification. He's got 1,495 yards passing, 14 touchdowns. He's 72 of 111. Now, remember, we talked about Griffin Collier leading the highest class, but he's had 190 attempts. Michael's only had 111, and he's only had 2 INTs. He's got a completion percentage of 65%. Add to that his rushing yardage is 493 yards on 67 carries for 7 more touchdowns. He is a complete quarterback. Michael is really coming into his own. It's not just a runner, not just an athlete. He's becoming a quarterback. The last game against Ware County may have been one of the best games we've ever seen at quarterback at Lowndes High School. But Michael is, you know, Michael's quick to deflect attention, quick to give credit to the offensive line and the receivers and the players around him, Tisdale and J.D. Lee. But Michael is such a humble young man, but he is such a good leader and a good athlete here playing quarterback for us. And it was, I think, falsely reported that maybe that 367 yards is the most we've ever had passing. I remember Brandon Cowart back in the late 90s there had some 400-yard games for our Vikings. But Michael may be, and y'all write it down, I said it here, he may be the best, by the time he graduates, the best quarterback we've ever had here at Lowndes High School. All-around athlete, runner, quarterback, all. I look for Michael to have another big night tonight. I hope he does have some success. He's going to get the ball out to some space. But I look for him to actually have a good game with his feet, guys. Keep an eye on that. Michael Barrett, number one junior quarterback, is going to impact player for the Viking offense.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the TIFF defense, keep an eye on number five, Jaquan Golson. Golson is 5'11", 170-pound junior safety. On the season, Golson has really set himself as an effective open field tackler with 29 solos. He does have an interception to add to that. With the expectation that Lowndes is going to be passing the ball pretty vertical tonight, multiple possible receivers going vertical, the safety position is going to be tested tonight. He's going to have to really keep an eye on three or four different guys that have the ability to beat him deep. Golson's ability to understand the coverage that coach is putting him in and to be able to close on the receivers quickly could make the difference for the TIFF defense tonight. Jaquan Golson, DB, number five. Keep an eye on him.
I'm going to look on their defensive line. Really, I gravitated towards number 93. That's Jaworen Bird. But you can look at that again, and he's got a guy right beside him, number 94, Andrew Johnson. But as I looked at Jaworen Bird, he's 5'10", 195 pounds, and he appears to be a bit of an undersized defensive lineman. But if you look back at the history of Lowndes, we've played with a lot smaller guys on that defensive line, and they have just been a total terror. Don't let that size fool you. He's got 28 tackles, two tackles for loss, and four sacks on the season. He'll test our offensive line and their ability to keep Lowndes quarterback Michael Barrett upright so that he can get the passes to his talented core of wide receivers. If Lowndes' offensive line cannot handle Bird and the rest of the TIFF defense Friday night, it could be a long night for the Vikings. These two guys, 94 and 93, just anchor that defensive line for TIFF County. So they are going to be my impact player. 93, Jaworen Bird, is who I'm going to keep an eye on for the TIFF County Blue Devil defense tonight.
Guys, my the Lowe's Body Works impact player for the TIFF County Blue Devils defense is going to be number 48, Cody Thompson, one of their linebackers. The Blue Devil defense, as I said earlier, has given up an average of 22.43 points a game this season. But in their two losses, they've allowed an average of 38. If they want to slow down Lowndes, they're going to need to stop the Vikings' run game. They're also going to need to contain Michael Barrett. The Vikings have been balanced on offense all season. We've got 227 yards per game in the air and another 199 per game on the ground. Stopping Lowndes' ground game will fall on the shoulders of their linebackers, led by number 48, Cody Thompson. Thompson has 49 tackles on the season, 9 tackles for loss, 2 called fumbles. Lowndes wants to run inside. They're going to need to know where 48 is at all times. That's a lot of tackles. He's all over the field. So my Lowe's Body Works impact player for the Vikings defense, for the TIFF County defense, sorry about that, is number 48, Cody Thompson.
Thank you, Marty. That wraps up our Deloach Body Works Impact Player segment. Remember, if your vehicle has been an impact, choose Deloach Body Works. We've got about 16 minutes left in the pregame festivities. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break on the Lowndes High Radio Network.
Welcome back, Viking fans, to Martin Stadium. This is the countdown to kickoff, and in the background, the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen and the national anthem. We'll let you enjoy their rendition.
There are the Bridgemen performing the national anthem for us.
And I tell you, if you only get to listen to us and you sometimes don't get here to see what the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen do with the national anthem, they have a great big flag that they pull out onto the field. They spell out USA along with the marching band, and it's just a great spectacle to see. I wish we could get you a shot of that so you could see it and just experience what it's like right here at Martin Stadium.
Yeah, and then they move into the Viking.
Yep.
They spell out Viking on the field, and when you've got as many Bridgemen as we do, you can get that, and it looks really good. We've gotten that from a drone shot, too, I believe, before. It looks really good.
Yeah, and I think we have, you mentioned that you thought you saw a drone here that they were doing some filming with, so maybe they're getting some new shots.
Yeah, absolutely. The crowd is making their way in. We've got 8.5 minutes till kickoff, and Wes has joined us back up in the booth. You had a chance to be down there on the field. Wes, what did you think down the field? What's it like?
Different. Now, when I say different, it wasn't that workmanlike attitude that we've seen in the past. It was just kind of a different thing, like football's at a different level now. We've gotten through the non-region. It's like it's time to make a statement. And it's time to start making a statement tonight. Our guys concentrate. That's a good word to use. They were concentrating on what they were doing, on their drills, not worried about anything else, but carrying out their assignments like they were supposed to.
Yeah, they're all business. You know, all business. You know, these guys know that we've started to play some good football, but you can get hit in the mouth real quick if you're not focused. We saw what happened at Parkview earlier this year when you don't take care of the ball. This Tift County Ball Club, if we don't do the same thing tonight, they can beat us, and they will beat us.
I had a chance to talk with Coach Ed Pilcher, Coach of Bainbridge, Thomasville Central, Barry. He's on the sidelines. He said the reason he came to this ball game, because in his opinion, as a head coach, it's the best football game in the state tonight, right here. He expects a real good ball game for four quarters.
Our boy Chris Beckham has this as the game of the week, and I have to agree with him. You know, anytime Colquitt's playing a region ball game, that's going to be a good game. But this game right here to me is, you know, with Camden being down a little bit this year, is more of the even matched teams in the region that they're going up. And we got to get region wins to make the playoffs, though, because there's so few region games.
Right, and of course, the winner tonight is guaranteed a playoff spot. You're guaranteed a playoff spot if you win tonight. It may be the third spot, but you're guaranteed a playoff spot. So a win is big.
Yeah, I think every win is going to be big. Taylor, you hit the nail on the head. There's so few of them.
Yeah.
There's only the three games. If you, don't get woken up until you get to the third game, you could be in trouble. I know we got the captains on their way out.
We do. Let's start with Lowndes. We're going to get Tifton's here in a minute, but Lowndes, number 55, the recent Brown commit, Tucker Barnes. We also have number 27, Jordan Wright. We have number 4, Tyson Harris. And we got number 3, Brenthany Carter. Brenthany's going to be huge for us tonight. Good choice by him being the captain tonight. As soon as Tifton's come out, we'll get them for you. But the Bridgemen have made their way out and opened that big lane that they are so used to doing. And the cheerleaders are going to get the run through going here in just a minute. So we got just a little bit of time left on the countdown to kickoff.
And this game is always fun for me. We hadn't really hit on it tonight in the countdown to kickoff. Of course, Tift County High School, my alma mater. And it's one of those things, it's always a twinge in your heart when you play that alma mater. I am Viking through and through, crimson and white, but the blue and white still a little bit over there in the corner. And it's still one of those things that you always give it a little extra when you're playing against that team, and hope that we come out victorious tonight, but also know a lot of people over there as well.
Yeah, I can imagine, Bill. Number 4 for the Tift Blue Devils, that is Cole Patterson, number 56. That is Nash Bragg, number 48. That is Cody Thompson. Coach talked about him in the pregame about being a big guy for them. And number 93, Jawan Bird. That was one of your impact players tonight, Bill. Those are the captains for the Tift Blue Devils.
Yeah, we'll, as we said, we'll have the coin toss for you right here live on the countdown to kickoff. Marty will be out there at midfield as the officials go out with both team captains. And so you'll be able to hear that coin toss live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And you'll know first who's going to get the ball, who's going to defer, what's going to happen tonight to start out this Region 1-7A game, the first one for both of these teams in this new Super 44 Region 7A. This is a whole new, avenue for us to open up. So it's going to be very different. As we said, only three region games. Every one of them is important, and it begins tonight, right now.
Yeah, the Bridgemen's still on the field waiting for, we got the festivities going a little early tonight. Still just under 5 minutes on the clock before the kickoff. And a great crowd tonight, Bill. You saw in the Ware County game how the crowd really came alive in that third quarter. Really, when you talked about Tisdale and his run in the end of the second quarter, and the crowd really came alive. And that's something we've been begging for a while.
We have.
And really being that 12th man was huge for us last or 2 weeks ago. I got a feeling that it's going to happen again tonight against this TIFF Blue Devil team.
Yeah, I do too. I think this is the crowd has begun to, you know, rally around this team. And it's one of those things, we didn't know the chemistry or the makeup of the team. Now we do. This is a Lounge High team that this crowd can relate to, and they're doing that right now. And it's going to be a night where everybody's going to be on their feet, cheering loudly throughout the evening, and that's making such a difference. You see it on the players. Yeah. The players are turned around now, and they're trying to get the crowd up. Things like that, that it's a joint group. As you say, the 12th man now.
Yeah, the captains are making their way out to midfield, so we're going to have that for you in just a minute. I like this part of the game. I love hearing the kids introduce themselves and the white hat telling what the rules are going to be and what the how he's going to flip it. And I like always having like a captain. What am I looking for? Honorary captain kind of thing. We don't have one tonight, but when we do that in the past, it's always fun too. Breast cancer awareness night tonight.
That is heads. I'm going to flip it. If I drop it, we will do it again. Okay. All right, what's your call?
Heads.
Heads is the call.
Heads.
The call is tails.
You have one call.
We want to defer.
We want to defer.
We can either receive, kick, or defend a goal. You receive.
Which way would y'all like to kick?
Which way would you go?
Yes,
if you'll come with me.
Guys, we'll be kicking off towards the field house to start this 2016 region season.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. I want to thank all of our sponsors this year. You hear their commercials throughout the night. When you get a chance, be sure and get by and tell them thank you for their support of Lounge High football. It's because of them that we get to bring it to you on the air. What a great day. I heard the coin toss tonight.
You heard that?
I mean, I heard the ding of the coin go up. What a great job. Marty's out there on his game tonight. Got the mic right there, but man, that is crystal clear.
Yeah, like we said a minute ago, breast cancer awareness night. Time to tackle breast cancer. West.
They'll stop. Look, listen. Here comes the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Here come the Vikings.
When you add the ninth grade in now, it just looks like that line. The line is stretching from end zone to end zone. The players running out, Bill. So, you know, it's what we want.
Yep. Well, guys, it is just about time to get this game underway. There's less than a minute on the clock, so we're going to take a quick 30-second break. You've been listening to the Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. And when we come back, it's all the action here for the first game of the Region 1-7A matchup. We'll be back after this 30-second break.